Hey there, beautiful brains. Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of ADHD magic sprinkled with a whole lot of spirituality. Now, you might be thinking, Laura, empathy and compassion, that's not exactly rocket science. And you'd be right. But trust me, these are superpowers we often overlook, especially when our minds are buzzing like a beehive on overdrive. Ever felt overwhelmed by the chaos of your own thoughts, only to realize you've completely missed the subtle cues of someone else struggling? Yeah, that happens to all of us, ADHD or not. But here's the juicy part. Cultivating empathy and compassion isn't just about being nice. It's about unlocking a deeper connection with ourselves, others, and the world around us. It's about creating ripples of kindness that can change everything, starting right in our own circles. Sound good? Then let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your empathy game. First things first. Understand that empathy isn't about automatically agreeing with everyone or feeling their pain as if it were your own. It's about actively listening, truly seeing another person's perspective, even if it differs from yours. Think of it like stepping into their shoes, not to judge but to understand. You know, sometimes when someone is ranting about a frustrating situation, we might think, get over it. But what if instead we ask ourselves, what would make the situation feel less overwhelming for them? That shift in perspective can be life-changing. Next up. Compassion isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about taking action to help alleviate their suffering. And remember, helping doesn't always have to be grand gestures. Sometimes a simple act of kindness, like offering a listening ear or holding the door open, can make all the difference. Think about it. We've all had those moments when a small act of kindness made us feel seen and heard. Thirdly, let's talk self-compassion. Now, this is crucial for everyone, especially us ADHD warriors. We tend to be our own harshest critics, right? But remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. Be kind to yourself when you make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace you would offer a dear friend. Practice mindfulness. Sounds kind of fancy, right? But it's just about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When we're constantly racing through our thoughts, it's hard to truly connect with others. Taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses can help you ground yourself and be more present in interactions. Think of it like hitting the pause button on the mental chaos and just being. Finally, remember that cultivating empathy and compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when we stumble, and times when we feel more connected than ever. The key is to keep practicing, showing up for ourselves and others, and remembering that even small acts of kindness can ripple out into the world, creating a more compassionate and understanding society. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a coffee shop, right? And you see someone struggling to pay for their order. They seem embarrassed and a little defeated. Now, your brain might go into overdrive. Ugh, I'm already running late. I don't have time for this. But what if instead you said something like, hey, let me cover your coffee? The world doesn't need another superhero, it needs more people who are willing to lend a hand. That simple act of kindness could brighten someone's day and create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond the coffee shop. So remember, empathy and compassion aren't just buzzwords, they are superpowers waiting to be unleashed. By practicing these principles, we can transform our interactions, build stronger relationships, and create a world where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. And hey, let's face it, a little more kindness in the world never hurts, right? Now go forth and spread that love. Remember to share this episode with your friends, leave a review if you feel inspired, and join me on social media for more ADHD adventures and spiritual insights. Until next time, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.